Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I couldn't be any better this morning, Jay. Yeah, last night was great, man. It was great to see the Mets pitch a shutout in the second game of doubleheader against the Philadelphia Phillies. It was great to shut out the New Jersey Devils last night, although the Boston Bruins did beat the Sabres, so we're still 4 points behind them. But, you know, the amazing thing is, really, when you wake up this morning, it's April 14th. So I would say in baseball we have what, G? We have a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, one of my buddies told me last night that you hate when I ask you questions. Like, he can tell that when I ask you a question like that, especially when it's a rhetorical one, you kind of get really upset with me for some reason. And I don't know if that comes through on the TV. I don't know if it comes through on the radio.
Well, no, he's right, and I've said it before. I mean, I've been very clear with that. When you ask,
just answer your own question already.
Yeah, that's why we made that.
Okay, but I'm just saying. So, anyway, but we wake up here. We know we have a long way to go in baseball.
Yeah.
But I looked at the standings this morning just to check them out, see where everybody was, what's going on
Sure. Right
now. Yeah,
just take a gander.
Yeah, I know the Mets have played a few less games simply because of the rainouts and because of what happened opening weekend in Washington. But lo and behold, the Mets are in first place. The Yankees are in last place. Just saying. That's all I'm saying. And I know, man, if I'm a Yankee fan, I am irked. I am irked because just watching the highlights, I did not see the game. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I saw the game because I didn't. But I did watch the highlights this morning. You know, if you're a Yankee fan, I think you got to be a little bit disgusted. You really do. I mean, there's really one guy, it seems like, that has the attitude that you want, and his name happens to be Gerrit Cole. And he showed that attitude in the second inning of his last outing. And you saw a championship pedigree, and you want other players to feed off of that. I'd like to think that DJ LeMahieu is like that, and Aaron Judge is like that, and Gleyber Torres can be like that, and Gio Urshela is like that. But it's flat. For some reason, it's flat.
Very flat. And also them playing in a spring training park, too,
makes it feel more flat.
I'm sorry. It just does. And I understand the Blue Jays are playing there, too, but they're used to it. It does not have any sort of energy. The Yankees are lacking energy to start the season. And there's two things that really concern you. One, going into the season, you're like, after Gerrit Cole, what is this staff going to be? And so far, it hasn't been good. And the other thing that has annoyed you is some of the stuff in the past that's in the back of your mind about the Yankees getting big hits and big games,
right,
and they haven't been able to do that early
right.
on in
so
the season.
So we have a long way to go. We're still in April. It is what it is. I mean, I can't tell you. All I know is that when I watched the Mets last night, and I did, I was watching the Mets on my phone and in the suite that I was in.
Oh, okay. So you did get the suite.
Yeah, I got a suite last night.
You did get the suite. Give me the rundown on the menu in the suite.
It was great. You know, you have to pre-order, and it all comes pre-packaged and everything else. Everything's very careful.
Box of niblets?
No niblets. But I will say that the way that The Rock is set up and the way that they are going through their protocols, it was about as seamless and as easy as you could possibly imagine. So the 3,600 fans last night at The Rock, I would have to say it. I'm not taking a shot at Devil fans. I know that the Devils are in a rebuild. They sold their best players. And, you know, I've been down this road with my team.
Sure.
So I know how disgusted you become as a fan. And, you know, especially if you're a season ticket holder, even though that all that stuff has been wiped out. it's not fun watching your team going through a rebuild. It is fun when they start to get to where the Rangers are getting to, because you're seeing a lot of those young players start to really show up and do the right things on the ice and be defensive-minded first and foremost and come back and do what they're supposed to be doing. But, you know, there were about 3,600 fans there last night. I would say two-thirds had to be Ranger fans.
That makes sense,
right?
Doesn't it?
And I will say that The Rock goes out of their way to make me comfortable and to make me feel good about going over there. It is a great place to watch a hockey
Devils
game.
Are a great organization.
Hey, the screen just above, you know, the ice is unbelievable.
You just locked in on that. You're not even watching.
As you remember, oh, when yeah. we were doing the games there, it's great. And, you know, look, we won the game. We only had 20 shots on goal. And, of course, Kreider gets in a fight. And I'm like, okay. Is that setting a tone? I mean, these two teams are going to be playing each other three times now over the next 6 days, and it's going to be fight after fight. It's you know, because the Devils are still fighting. They're still playing hard. Igor Shesterkin was great last night, made a couple really key saves. But, you know, it's just going to get nasty. And this is what happens when you have these kind of schedules and these kinds of setups where these teams play each other so much in such a short period of time.
So did you get access to that little area downstairs?
No.
You didn't get access there?
I don't think that area is open.
Oh, it's not?
No, I think
thought they'd open it
open.
Just for you.
No, there are a couple places around The Rock that are open where you could have gotten a beer if you wanted to and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're in a suite, you just get
catered. You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
It's just a straight catering situation.
Right. You know, it's actually nice when you go with, like, four of the buddies. Because there's not like 1,000 people around. You don't have 20 people in a suite where people want to talk about other things like me asking you questions and you getting upset with me. I mean, it's it was a very, very enjoyable night. And quite frankly, you know what the Yankees need? They need energy. And you know who actually is bringing energy to the Mets?
Marcus Stroman last night.
Yes.
Marcus
Stroman. So it seems like whatever he's doing right now is working, and it's two really good outings for him. And I told you at the beginning of the year, if he pitches like this, he'll be lauded. He'll be loved. He'll be, you know, he'll be supported by the fan base, and everybody will love him, and his teammates will love him. And last night when he walked in the sixth inning, I think it was, because he didn't come out for the seventh. You could see everybody in the dugout laughing and having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, so he's obviously popular right now with his teammates. He's popular with the fan base. And he is energy. He is bringing energy. He got a lot of ground balls last night. They had 6 ground balls last night. Only threw 86 pitches. And I thought, you know what? Once they got that fourth run, you know, why bring him out for the seventh inning? There's really no reason to, especially since he warmed up on Monday and he got shut down. So he was a very effective with the way that he pitched. I wonder if it does anything differently to his preparation for his next start, given the way that this start went and how well he pitched.
Maybe, I don't know, but I don't think anything can be more disjunct than what he just went through, which was throw 7 pitches after getting ready for a start, then it's okay a couple of days or a next day, and then he's back out there at night after the doubleheader, so he handled that fine.
I wonder if he felt like okay, so I pitched, 7 or 8 pitches on Monday at full go.
Sure, yeah.
Like, he was all in, he was prepared, he was ready to go in that game, and then 2 days later, he comes back and pitches this well.
Yeah.
You just got to wonder if that not messes, but makes you think about the way that you've been going about your routine, and would you change it?
Interesting. I don't know. That's a question for the Mets pitching staff and Luis Rojas, but good starting pitching, timely hitting, no defensive gaffes and a couple of wins against the Phillies. It was Jonathan Villar in the first game and Brandon Nimmo in the second game coming up with the biggest hits.
Well, Jonathan Villar came up with another hit in the second game.
He did.
The other thing, too, I have to say, Pete Alonso made some great plays over at first base.
Well, he's been working his ass off. He's been telling us, and it's actually paying off. It's one thing to say it, that you've been working on your defense, and that was a priority for you, and now we're actually seeing it.
You know, in the first game, he takes an errant throw by McCann from behind a plate, and he does a great job snatching that one. And then, you know, last night he takes a ball from, I think it was the Lindor ball that was a little high, and he took it off the base and was back off the foul line. I mean, that's gold glove stuff there. I'm not saying he is a gold glover just yet, but I will say that, you know, the defense at first base looks a heck of a lot better than it did. That's for sure, at least in these two games it did.
Yeah, and he is – the thing I really like about Pete Alonso was he had the great rookie season, and he came back and he was miserable in that pandemic season, and he didn't just say, it was just the pandemic season. He said, I needed to be better. That was not good enough. I wasn't good enough offensively. I wasn't good enough defensively. He didn't just toss it away and say, forget about it. I'm just going to flush it. It was a weird year. He came back. He worked on those things, and
kinda
so like, far, so good.
Kind of like Julius Randle did?
Oh, yeah. Damn right, like Julius Randle did. And the Nets just continue to win, by the way. I mean, it doesn't matter who is. It just doesn't matter who plays. They score 130 points. They just blow everybody out for the most part, except for that Lakers loss. That doesn't matter. The Harden, Durant, Kyrie, Aldridge, Griffin, TLC. It just doesn't matter. Joe Harris, just whoever's playing, whoever's sitting, they're going to score 100 and something points, and they're going to blow somebody out.
I would think that for guys like Joe Harris and, say, Landry Shamet, TLC, as you like to say.
Well, I always screw up the last name.
All right, but you know
Cabaroo.
All right, but you know what's amazing? Is that for those guys to be a part of this situation and to know before the game starts that when they go out and play that 99.9% of the time they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
they have a sick confidence about the way that they're playing right now. And they don't have the big three out there. And Kevin Durant looks fine. He's stealing the ball. He's making shots, mid-range jumpers, passing the ball as a 0.7-foot point guard. So I don't know what to tell you. It's all about the playoffs for them. All this other stuff is nothing. I mean, when you got guys taking off and guys getting hurt and guys missing, this is about basically getting to the finals and beating most likely the Lakers or the Utah Jazz.
I guess the big question is, will the lack of time that these guys had together affect them against a good basketball team in the playoffs? I mean, and so far, I mean, the answer I would say would be no. I mean, I don't think it's going to.
Is Philadelphia going to give them a run?
I don't think in the Eastern Conference.
Is Boston going to give them a run?
No, and Milwaukee probably not either. I mean, I would say if the Lakers get healthy because of the depth of their roster and they won it last year in the bubble, if they are, I mean, I'm talking fully healthy, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, maybe. But outside of that, these guys will just show up, whatever versions of themselves they are, whoever's playing, and they're going to skate. They are. That's the way I would be floored if they didn't make it to the finals. And I just got to see who they're meeting in the finals.
Now, did you see this? And I don't know. I think it's serious. I looked at it like four or five times, and I think it's serious.
Okay.
Al, do you know who Anthony Edwards is?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Only because
hold on.
Story that I'm going to say.
Correct. No, I knew he was a basketball player.
All right, okay.
But
you only know this because of what I'm going about to say.
No, I've heard his name in the past. And I would have guessed
he's
a very
high draft pick.
Right.
He was the number one overall pick this past year.
All right, so they asked him, in a sense, do you know who Alex Rodriguez is? What did he say?
No.
How do you not know who Alex Rodriguez is?
I don't find it all that surprising. I really don't.
I mean, it's not like Alex is. He's been out of the game, what, for 4 or 5 years?
It's been longer than that, hasn't it?
I guess it has been.
It's been longer than that.
Was it 2012?
I want to say probably closer to there than 2016.
Man, it's 9 years he's been out? Come on.
All right, so it's actually, you know what it was? It was the last season was 2016. So you're right. You were right.
It's about 5 years. Okay, so I was right. How does Anthony Edwards not know who he is? Now, Anthony is probably 18 or 19 years old.
Yeah, he is. Yep.
He's 19 years old, and he has no idea who A-Rod is?
I don't think it's that crazy.
Does he know who Jennifer Lopez is?
I'm sure he does. I mean, that would be the way that he would know who A-Rod is.
I thought that was – my question is really, do you think it's true or you think he's messing? And by the way, he plays with his hair more than you play with your hair.
I know, which is a feat. All right, so I know he went to Georgia, but he was born in Atlanta. I'm assuming he spent most of his time in Georgia as well. If he ended up being born there and then going to Georgia, did he live there? High school he went was in Atlanta. So, I mean, Atlanta, not the biggest baseball town. He's been
obviously
a basketball star for his entire life. I don't think it's that far-fetched. I really don't. You got to remember, I mean, we lived and breathed A-Rod for so long around
here. It was such a big story, though. I mean, everything was all A-Rod, literally, for almost like 2 years.
But if you don't care about baseball
right,
at all.
But, I mean, he's an athlete. So
I know.
You would kind of think that you would be checking in on things, right? No?
Jerry's going to have the full audio.
Yeah.
Once I hear that, I'll be able to tell if he's messing or not. Don't you have that, like, antenna you can tell?
You know, the thing is like, he comes off like he's likable. I mean, he's sitting there messing with his hair. Everything just like you do.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe that he didn't know who A-Rod was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't find that all that surprising. I mean, there's a lot of... So I bet you there's a bunch of people his age and that he could throw names at us of people that are way more popular than A-Rod is right now that we wouldn't know that are either in music we do know Dua Lipa. We know Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, yeah.
We know Doja Cat.
I mean, come on, man.
We know you did the commercial with her on TikTok, Charlie D'Amelio or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
D'Amelio,
I think.
D'Amelio. We know her. We know
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X. He's been in the news. We know Lil Baby and Da Baby. We know a few.
Da Baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more of a Da Baby guy than a Lil Baby guy. I am.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I am just to make sure we got our facts straight.
But I know what we're trying to do here. We're trying to, you know, cross over to see who knows who and who doesn't. I'm not saying that. But it's A-Rod, for God's sake.
Yeah, so?
I mean, he's all over the place.
Yeah, in our lives.
Yeah, but he's on ESPN. He's everywhere.
Yeah, I know. But if you don't care about baseball, then why would you care about A-Rod? And think about it. I mean, I bet you, I mean, there are the, who do you think the A-Rod equivalent would be in basketball?
Do I have to be somebody that has retired? Well, Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade, but there wasn't a lot of, well, some controversy with him.
Yeah, but Dwayne Wade, like, in other words, here's a, you know, all-star, Hall of Famer. You know, A-Rod's not probably going to get in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, still, that type of player that now has been retired.
You think every 18 to 20-year-old Major League Baseball player knows who Dwayne Wade is?
Maybe not the international baseball players.
Okay.
You know, they may not know.
All right. I don't know. I don't find it all that far-fetched. Do you think it's crazy that Anthony Edwards doesn't know who A-Rod is, Al?
No, because Jerry was breaking it down for me for his age and when A-Rod was big.
Yeah.
But has A-Rod not been in the news ever since he got here?
But not in his news. That's the thing. Everything is tailored to whatever you want. His world has been, I'm going to be a basketball superstar. These are the things I like. These are my friends, what they like. A-Rod doesn't penetrate any of that. It doesn't. He's on the outside looking in. A-Rod doesn't get into that world.
He's been with Beyonce now for how long?
Beyonce.
I mean, not Beyonce. Jennifer Lopez for how long?
Yeah, it's been a little bit. But they're, for a guy who's 18, 19 years old, they're old. I'm sorry, they are. I mean, it's not like the hot young couple. They're older. They're in their 50s.
True.
About it. That's true. There a 50-year-old couple when you were 18 that you were paying attention to? Probably not.
I don't remember.
Exactly. Probably not.
Crazy. But then again, I'm a unique guy because I am a fan. I was a fan of these sports growing up.
Yeah.
So it's not just, okay, I went into the NFL and I wanted to be a quarterback. Yeah, but I always was rooting for the Mets, always rooting for the Knicks, always rooting for the Rangers, always following those sports. So I kind of knew everything that was going on in all those sports.
All right, so Allie, who does makeup for us, had to Google you the first day that you worked here.
She did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She told you that?
Mm-hmm.
When did she tell you that?
Wasn't that long ago.
Really?
It was a conversation. Did not know who you were. Now, this is someone who's grown up on Long Island.
True.
You are.
Now you're really shooting me down. Now.
You're in the airport
totally
for crying out loud.
Shooting me down right now.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you.
You're shooting me down. Why do you have to bring that up? Why do you have to bring her up?
To make the point that younger people don't always know the greats of the past.
She never told me that.
Well,
I'm like really disappointed right now.
Yep, it's the truth.
You know, I just I need to hear this.
Yeah, it is the truth.
Right.
I'm just letting you know. I know you don't want to believe it.
Are you
it.
Hearing this?
It's true.
Yep.
Sorry to say.
How old were you?
I was here 19 years old.
Yep.
I had to ask my dad who you were.
And your dad?
Yeah.
He knew.
I had to ask him.
Yeah. Your sister knew.
I don't know.
Kat didn't know?
No. I don't know.
You didn't know.
I had no idea.
Yeah, but you're not a sports person. But now all of a sudden, the last few days,
Dan Marino was on there, and I text my dad. I'm like, who's this guy Dan Marino I'm doing makeup for?
He's like,
you're kidding me.
Right, exactly. Okay.
See?
Yep.
Just furthers the point.
She's not an athlete, though. You weren't an athlete, right?
No.
Right, you had no interest in sports whatsoever.
I mean, I ran track, but I didn't, like, follow sports.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, you didn't follow sports.
No.
Like, you weren't a Jet fan growing up or a Giant fan or any of that stuff.
No.
Well, see, that's...
Okay, Anthony Edwards wasn't a baseball fan.
He's a first overall pick
so
in the
what?
NBA,
for God's
sake.
He could rattle off every NBA player, but he wasn't a baseball fan.
I just want you to know that I'm actually disappointed this morning.
Well, yep. When I did Google you, I was impressed by you.
Thanks. Very good.
That's unbelievable.
See, but it just proves the point.
Her husband knows.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, Sal, for crying out loud, yes. He knows everything about us.
Right.
I think he showed up at my house yesterday just to hang out in the yard. Sal, he's the man. You got a mullet because of me, too.
So, Al, let me ask Al this, because Al worked in sport. You knew that who Craig was, obviously, because you guys had been friends.
Yeah.
You knew me, right? 2007?
Oh, yeah. No, I was a huge NFL fan. Still
right.
Am.
Yeah, because you're a big 80s fan. NFL 80s.
Love the 80s.
Right.
70s, 80s, 90s.
Now okay. You're worried that other people didn't know who you were when you started?
Around here, I would think a sports talk station.
Well, everybody
would know.
Knew that. Yeah, of course. I mean, come on. Everybody, all of us in the newsroom.
You just couldn't wait to tell me that, could you?
You
just could not.
All right.
And how did that discussion start?
I think it was some other discussion like this about not knowing people or who was who. I don't remember.
And then she offered, or did you ask?
No. She offered. She offered that information. And I knew it would affect you in some way, so I kept it to myself. But in this discussion that we were having,
yeah,
and this sort of disagreement, I had it in my back pocket, and I presented it to you at this time.
I think it's a disagreement. I'm just asking, like, how could Anthony Edwards not know who? He's an athlete.
All right.
And well, A-Rod was like, when Anthony Edwards was a kid, A-Rod was right in the middle of everything.
He didn't like baseball. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You don't like baseball. You're not a baseball fan. A-Rod means nothing to you. That's what it comes down to. Sorry to say. I'll tell you who I'd freak out if I were Rob Manfred and I heard that. I'd be like, what? One of the biggest names in the sport? This guy has no idea who it is. 19-year-old, first overall draft pick in the NBA. He'd never heard of A-Rod? What does that say for our game? That's what I would say. That would scare me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
So, Jerry, what do you got this morning? Good morning.
Well, good morning. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And I figure let's get and wrap up the Anthony Edwards thing because Boomer mentioned it, talked about it. Here's how it sounded after the Nets beat them last night, yesterday afternoon, 127-97, as he was indeed asked about A-Rod.
Do you have any thoughts about him? Are you an A-Rod fan at all growing up or anything like that? What you think about what he might bring to the team?
A fan? What do you mean? Like, who is he?
Who is he? Then he was told who A-Rod is.
The baseball player? Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know nothing about baseball.
Now, see? That's right. Interesting, and I'm with you, G. I totally agree with him. Yeah. Or agree with you. The problem you have, and this is Terrence Clark on Twitter just posted this. I'm going to play this for you. It looks like him, seems like him, and it's on T-Wolves TV. He's doing a sit-down with a host.
I could have went to the MLB.
MLB?
Yeah.
I am not surprised.
I'm serious, though.
I love your confidence. What positions did you play?
I played pitcher, shortstop, third base, and center field.
Those are the prime positions.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So for someone that doesn't know baseball, it sounds like he played baseball.
Yeah, that's interesting. But he also was just a supreme athlete doing whatever.
I know that.
Doesn't mean that he was watching baseball or caring about baseball. It was just whatever. I'm sure whatever he did, he was great at.
I'll tell you this, though. So my younger son, Joseph, does not care to watch it at all. Like,
baseball. Yeah.
No, he'd rather do 50 push-ups than watch a baseball game with me. But loves playing. That having been said, there's so much conversation in the dugout. He at least knows who the guys are.
Yeah. Yeah. The way that he answered that question tells me all I need to know.
Well,
which is he really has no idea about A-Rod.
I would say so too. Kevin on the Jersey Shore. Kev, what's happening, brother?
What's going on, guys?
Hey. How you doing, man? Hopefully your day's going as good as mine is. So what's going on?
Nothing much, Boom. I just wanted to give you a reminder, brother. You're about to turn 60, right?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the reminder, yeah.
I've been watching you and Craigie since I was probably like 12 years old.
Yeah.
And love the show. You guys are awesome. Obviously, Gio took over. He's the man. But, dude, I had to Google you too when I was 12 or 13. My dad's a long-suffering Jet fan, so am I. I was born in 94. Wasn't that the end of your tenure as a Jet?
95 actually was. When I almost got killed up in Buffalo, yeah.
Yeah, when you were still playing, man. So don't take it to heart that some younger people don't know who you are. Mm. You're still the man.
I appreciate that. That's a good way to end it, Kevin.
You're still the man, Boomer.
Kevin,
it's okay.
Thank you so much for saying that. Huh? This thing sucks.
Yeah, no, I can't do it either. Look at that.
It's
frozen, but it is. He is disconnected.
All right, well, Kevin, I appreciate the way that he ended that.
Yeah. I mean, he's just trying to tell you these are the facts. You are the man, but not everybody knows who you are. Because you're getting up there.
I understand that.
That's all.
I'm here every day.
No, I know. But what he said when you first started, that's when he didn't know. He was 12 years old. It wasn't a big deal to him at that point. It's just, you can't be surprised. Not at all. I love Anthony Edwards. I know he's going to own a team, but I have no idea who he is.
I'm just surprised that, because where A-Rod is in the pantheon of baseball, and now where Anthony Edwards being the number one overall pick in basketball and did play baseball, obviously, it's shocking to me that he would not know him.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
He wouldn't know me. Would he know Dan Marino? Would he know John Elway? No, of course not. I
just think
that
younger people don't know a lot about history, period, whether it's sports or anything.
Anything.
Honestly.
They know who the Kardashians are. That's basically,
yeah.
You know, okay, I get it.
I mean, if you asked every NBA player to name the Beatles, do you think that they could do that?
No. I don't think any hockey players could, you know.
Right. So this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's the 60s.
Okay, but are they not the most popular music group in the history of the world? They are. At one point, they were. I don't know what to say. It's just that people aren't paying as much attention.
So the Nets are 37-17 with the win. They play in Philly tonight for the top spot in the conference. We'll have it on the Fan. The Knicks, meantime, visit New Orleans. Knicks 28-27. Didn't get any help from the Blazers last night as Boston won in Portland 116-115. So the Celtics 29-26. The Heat did lose to Phoenix 106-86. The Hawks beat the Raptors, and the Pacers lost to the Clippers. To baseball now, the doubleheader at Citi Field, game number one. Mets blow a late lead, but then come right back and win it.
The 3-2. It's lined to left field, and McCutchen will not get it. In to score is McNeil. The Mets win it on an RBI single by Jonathan Villar here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
And, I was watching this game with my son. That's Ed Coleman with the call on WCBS 880. And he goes, after they blow the lead, he goes, I just hope Neris is coming in. And I'm thinking, Joe Girardi had Mariano Rivera and then Aroldis Chapman for a short time. He's got to be thinking, what is this?
Right.
I don't really care what he's thinking. All I'm thinking is that my team took a doubleheader yesterday, and that's very rare in this day and age.
They did, because then the 1950s-sounding Wayne Randazzo described this.
0-2. Line right center, base hit for Nimmo. Tomas Nido scores. Stroman advances to second. It's three RBIs and three hits in this game for Brandon Nimmo. And the Mets have a 4-0 lead.
And go out and get yourself a brand new Studebaker.
4-0 was the
most popular car.
Yes. And by the way, I think Wayne Randazzo is like 37 years old.
Yeah, I know.
It's
you want
great.
To talk about history. I mean, this guy... So the time machine sent him here.
I will tell you, if anybody's going to do another film like A League of Their Own, that's your guy.
He'd be perfect. Yes,
yes he would.
And
no Marla doubt.
Marla Hooch, what a hitter.
And what a pitcher last night. Marcus Stroman, 6 innings. He was outstanding. He says, you know what? Doubleheader sweep, team's tough.
I think we're extremely resilient. I think we have an incredible group of guys. I think we have an entire clubhouse of guys who don't waver.
And in terms of not coming out for the seventh, he says no need.
Because it's such a long year and because of kind of the scheduling and how many days I've had in between starts, I just didn't think it was a smart idea.
Yeah, Brandon Nimmo, by the way, 3-for-4, 3 RBIs. And so the Mets over 500 as they will play the Phillies again tonight. David Peterson taking on the former Met, Zach Wheeler. Meantime, in Dunedin, another lousy offensive night for the Yankees, who wound up losing to the Blue Jays, and also their starter, Jameson Taillon, did not fare so well as they wound up losing.
Now, Tyone's 2-2. Swung on and hit in the air to right center. In the gap, it's a base hit. One hop off the wall. Bichette trots home. Guerrero to second with a double.
And you could sit there and say, what year is this? Bichette and Guerrero. Guerrero, the RBI. It's kind of cool, actually. Guerrero, the RBI double there. Blue Jays had a 6-0 lead, wound up beating the Yankees 7-3. Here was Aaron Boone. Why is this team so inconsistent offensively?
That hitting's hard. It's a game of failure.
Yeah. We got guys making a lot
savages,
of money.
Though.
Right. They're not savaging anything right now. They are awful, and they hit into a lot of double plays, DJ LeMahieu.
Double plays are, it's one of those things where, you just want to keep being aggressive.
And they were held down by Hyunjun Ryu, 6 2/3, 1 run, 4 hits.
It's Hyunjun Ryu.
What?
Hyunjun Ryu.
What is it?
Hyunjun. Say it again. Hyunjun. Is it right? It's Hyunjun Ryu. Hyunjun Ryu.
Yeah. Hyunjun,
what is it?
What is
Hyunjun Ryu?
Come on.
Hyunjun Ryu.
Come on, you dumbass.
Hyunjun Ryu. Hyunjun Ryu. No, say it again. Okay.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate
it. Is
that.
It Ryu? Yep.
Rep.
Yep.
Yep.
Ryu, not Ryu.
Ryu.
Yes. Hyunjun Ryu. All right, let's take that out then.
Eddie, you got to play this until 10 o'clock? Did you say onions in there at some point?
He did say onions.
Onions. When was that from, Eddie?
About 3 years ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and you've been sitting on that for 3 years. Just like you've been sitting on this whole thing with Allie.
Wow, it is attack boomer
man,
day.
It is brutal, man. You guys are brutal.
Are Hunyans basketballs?
Oh, that's funny. Series finale today on The Fan. Corey Kluber and Ross Stripling are the starters. Just real quick, elsewhere, the Red Sox won again 7 straight. They beat the Twins 4-2. The Dodgers shut out the Rockies 7-0. Trevor Bauer allows just one hit over, I believe it was 7 innings. And the Goldschmidt-Arenado combination, pretty good. Cardinals beat the Nationals, 14-3. Goldschmidt and Arenado hit home runs. I believe they drove in 3 runs apiece. All right, let's get to the game that Boomer
I was just going to say, have you guys seen Jed Lowry?
Yeah, I know.
I'll do that next hour because I was going to do it here, but we're running out of time.
Two home runs. Right?
I could do Jed Lowry or the Rangers.
Yeah.
Which would you prefer?
The Rangers. I like to hear the Rangers.
Fox plays it deep. Here's Panarin. He scores! Oh, the Rangers moved it beautifully. And Artemi Panarin finishes it off. It's 2-0 Rangers.
I was Sam Rosen on MSG.
Highway to the Ranger Zone.
That pretty much sealed the deal. 3-0 the final. You got an empty net goal, the 20,000th in Rangers history, to make it a 3-0 final. And Igor Shesterkin with 27 saves as the Rangers blank New Jersey. But they remain 4 points behind Boston because the Bruins beat the Sabres in a shootout. Wasn't easy, but they went in a shootout 3-2, so they picked up the 2 points as well. The Cardinals signed former Steelers running back James Conner, and players from the Bucks, Broncos, and Seahawks have told their teams they will not participate in voluntary offseason workouts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Was something very strange about it being the 8th inning, an extra inning affair. In the 8th inning, with, of course, the runner starting out 2nd yesterday of the first game of 2 between the Mets and the Phillies. You know, Gary Cohen said it a couple of times, saying that, yes, we're extra innings. We are in the 8th. It's extra innings, and we've got the runner on 2nd. It's just that one was a little bit odd to digest because it was hard to think about the finality of it in the 8th inning. Thinking, oh, you're just going to have another chance. Well, no, maybe not. Maybe you were going to have another chance in the 9th inning, but they were able to win that game. And, of course, after a great Marcus Stroman start and the bullpen, very solid in both of these games. Edwin Diaz, another clean inning in the first game. They sweep the doubleheader. They swept the damn doubleheader just like you wanted them to do. You said 3 games for your teams, three wins, and you got all three.
And two out of the three were shutouts.
Yeah.
How about that? Right.
Well, that's what you need to do against the Devils now. After, you know, they're mailing it
in. Well, see, here's the problem. The Bruins have five more games against the Sabres and two more games against the Devils. And so those two teams sold off all of their, you know, top players for the most part, and or some of their top players. And they're playing a lot of young kids now. They're giving them a chance to play in both of those cities. And, you know, you would like to think that teams that are going for the playoffs are going to be able to beat them and beat them consistently. So that's where the Rangers sit. They sit where, you know, if the schedules were reversed, maybe, although the Rangers do have three more against the Devils here. But, you know, the Bruins are the Bruins, and they added Taylor Hall, and, of course, he gets an assist last night in his first game.
All right, so you told me to read this statement from the Buccaneers before we went to break. So
yes.
I read it, and I'm not really understanding what it means outside of these words. I'm not really – sometimes I could tell right away. But I'm just reading words here, and it just sounds like they're not going to have an off-season workout.
Right.
So
what we're talking about, there are three teams in the NFL that basically are going to follow the recommendations of the NFLPA and not have off-season workouts. Now, there are players that are still working out at facilities. They're just not going to have any organized team activities on the field, especially, you know, the three teams we're talking about.
Okay.
And one of them is the Buccaneers.
Right. So, I mean, it says NFL players across our league are a group of professionals who care about our jobs, our community, and our families. What a great opening sentence. How can you argue with any of that? You really can't.
You should care about your families.
That's right.
You should care about your community
and your jobs.
You should care about your job.
That's what I'm saying. You can't argue with any of that. It's a great opening sentence.
Good opening sentence, yes.
We made a commitment to the organization, to Bucs fans and to each other, that we would come back and try to bring another world championship to Tampa Bay. That's the first paragraph.
Well, they have 22 starters coming back from their Super Bowl victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. And first time ever in the history of the league.
All right, that's a strong opening paragraph. There's nothing you could say to that.
Feels good.
All right, so the next paragraph. We know that our union worked to negotiate safety protocols, but in light of the ongoing pandemic, we're in the middle of a goddamn pandemic. We are choosing to take a stand with other players across the league and exercise our right to not participate in the voluntary off-season program.
Keyword voluntary.
We had a fully virtual off-season last year, and we held each other accountable to do the work it took to win, and we plan to do that again.
Plus, we added Tom Brady, and plus he was running illegal practices at a local high school.
He was.
Yes.
So they're not going to have an off-season.
I think them, the Seahawks, and maybe the Rams or the Broncos. Maybe the Broncos.
Yeah.
As of right now, those are the only three teams.
Okay. All right.
So I believe there's a couple things going on here.
Mm-hmm.
One, I do believe that older players who are in control of the union would like to stop these OTAs because they don't want younger players taking their jobs.
Interesting. Why would they take their jobs in the OTAs?
Well, the more you expose the younger players to football activities and playbooks and understanding
things,
the better they'll get, and the cheaper they are, and the middle class in the NFL goes by the wayside.
Oh, wow, the middle class,
especially when you have, you know, a $17 million reduction in the salary cap, and everybody's going to try to be as cheap as they possibly can and get players that they're paying essentially nothing. That's what you have to do. Most of these leagues, with the exception of baseball, you do that. Unless, of course, you're the Nets or the Golden State Warriors and just blow right through the luxury tax. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, the Nets, I think, are like $56 million over the luxury tax.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're going to win a championship. They'll pay it all back. You know how much money that'll make for that organization? Winning that championship.
But they're not selling, you know, they're only getting what? 3,000 people a game?
Yeah. All the international money in the NBA.
All international money.
Keeps flowing in. I don't know what the hell is going on with the NBA finances. I just know that the Nets want to win a championship.
Do you think, serious question.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And again, this is a question that I need an answer from you. I need your opinion on this.
All right. So before, don't forget the question, but let me just clarify this. It's the multiple rhetorical questions in a row that get me.
Okay.
That you know, like you go, today is Wednesday,
and the
month is
right.
April. Okay. And what do I say about April? And
right.
then I have to, and then I'm just basically, you're just, you know, using me to fill your sentence.
I will try not to do that anymore.
But when you're asking me a legitimate question.
So my friend tells me this.
Yeah.
He's accurate in the assessment that you're getting exasperated.
Well, it's only in those particular instances when you know the answers to the questions and you're just using my voice to answer them. That's the thing.
So I need to differentiate between the rhetorical questions where I know the answers and I know what you want to answer.
As opposed to actually asking me a question.
And your opinion.
You understand what I'm saying? Like if I would always just say to you like, okay, the Mets are wearing a patch, 41 is who? Right. See what I'm saying? You have to answer. You know, everybody knows the answer.
Do you think all the Mets on the team know who 41 was?
Oh, they better.
What do you think, Al?
They better.
No chance.
Come on.
They would have learned once the patch went on their jersey.
It's their sport. It's their uniform. Like, you're telling me, give me a guy on the Mets that would not know who Tom Seaver is and what that 41 is on their jersey for.
I can't think of a guy, just any of the younger guys. Whoever the youngest guys on the team are, I would pick those guys. Say they don't know who Tom Seaver is.
See, I feel like they would know once they got to the Mets. Like, for example, Taijuan Walker, he's not the 38-year-old pitcher, but he, when he signed with the Mets, opened a bottle of Seaver wine and put it up on Instagram. So he either knew about Seaver or then learned about Seaver very quickly.
Or likes the GTS wine, which is really good, I told you.
Well, that too, but obviously it was no coincidence.
My man Spencer Brown sent me a bottle of GTS 2017 for my 60th birthday.
Did he?
Yes.
Wow. Spencer Brown, who works here in the podcast.
Yes, podcasting world, yes.
Podcasting world, yes.
That's a friend, along with a Tom Seaver baseball card.
Oh, very nice.
I don't know if it's worth anything. I'm going to see whether or not it's worth like $2 million or something.
And then you'll sell it.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. You remember that original question?
I do remember that question because it had to do with the NBA and you were talking about China.
Well, I said international. Yes.
Well, that's where most of it comes from, right?
Yeah. China.
So, yeah, China. So if China invades Taiwan, will the NBA boycott China?
You think I know the answer to that? You're asking me?
That's what I'm asking you.
I don't. I would say probably not.
We do have a treaty with Taiwan. Like, we're supposed to be like their protector.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't really had much to say about some of the Chinese things that are going on over there, negative things already. So I would imagine that no. I don't.
I'm just wondering. I don't want to.
What do you think?
What do I think? I think no. They don't care.
All right. Very good. Just quickly on the Buccaneers thing, Ruben in Belleville. What's going on, Ruben?
Good morning, guys. Hey, just curious. That Tampa Bay team that doesn't want to go to OTAs because of safety protocols, that's the same team that was in the Tampa Bay in the water on the boat with no mask, getting drunk, throwing trophies around, right?
Right, exactly. That's the same exact team, because it's all about safety and protocols.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that looked like a hell of a lot of fun, though, man.
Hopefully our boat parade is going to look like that much
fun. Well, that was the inspiration, was that day. Those guys chucking around a Lombardi.
The secret's oat. For nourishing your sensitive skin, start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, rated #1 in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Green & Sons Farm and Lawn Equipment. On the web at greenandsons.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.